This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Kalamazoo State Representative John Hoadley discusses the state budget, gun laws, and other issues before the legislature. But first, every week, NPR's TED Radio Hour explores topics through the ideas which are presented at TED Talks across the country. Recent broadcasts have included discussions on how the brain works, love, the seven deadly sins, secrecy, and fear. The program airs on public radio stations across the country, including at 11 o'clock Saturday mornings on WMUK. Guy Raz is the host and editorial director of the TED Radio Hour, and he joins us from Washington, D.C. Guy Raz, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Can you take us through the process a little bit of how you find TED Talks and then kind of meld them together and come up with a theme for a one-hour program?
Yeah. There's no real rhyme or reason, you know, because I think, as you know, like what we do, right, as journalists is a sort of a weird profession because it's not a science, right? There's no formula or equation. It's more of an art, and you kind of just rely on your judgment. And so really the way it works is sometimes there'll be a TED Talk that I will have seen or that I will really like, and I'll sort of put it aside. I've got a list of talks that I love. And I will watch them and take down very, very detailed notes about the things that that stood out and that jump out at me. And I'll take these keywords and I'll look for a possible thematic kind of show to build around those words, one of those words. So, for example, there's a talk that I love by Ken Robinson, whose talk is all about creativity. So I knew that I wanted to do a show about the source of creativity. And then it began, this is sort of then the process begins as kind of like building a puzzle. You know, you find other talks that might work with it and you consider which ones will go with it. And that's sort of one way we do it. And the other way we do it is there is a theme that we want to hit on. You know, there's something that we really want to do that we think is going to be cool, like a show we did recently on the seven deadly sins. And so we'll begin with a thematic idea and then kind of build the show around it by searching out for talks that could work in that theme and interviews that, you know, that will work in that theme.
Have you found some really good TED Talks that you found very interesting and yet you haven't found a way to get them into the TED Radio Hour yet?
Yes, yes. Actually, the best example is a guy named Hans Rosling, who's like a rock star of the TED world. He's given, I think, 4 or 5 TED Talks. They're amazing talks. And he is an economist from Sweden. And he has these talks that are incredibly funny and visual. But our challenge has been to figure out how to make those work on the radio. He's got a very dry sense of humor. So you kind of have to see his winks and his sort of raised eyebrows. And he uses a lot of imagery and a lot of props to explain these big concepts about human populations and birth rates and things like that. And so we've sort of been struggling to figure out how to make it happen. I think maybe this season we will figure it out. I'm crossing my fingers because I love his talks. He's amazing. But so far, it's been tough.
Are there some subjects that you are kind of in progress on where you say, boy, we'd really like to do an episode on this, and maybe you have 2 TED Talks, but you need a couple more, or maybe you're even just one short, and if you could find that last TED Talk that fits into that theme, then you'd have one more TED Radio Hour?
Yes, and in fact, maybe we can try a crowdsourcing experiment right here, Gordon, which is I will tell you a couple of episodes that we would love to do, and maybe some of your listeners can send us ideas if they've run into a TED Talk. So one idea I have is a show called The Road Less Taken, and I've got 2 talks that would work perfectly for that show, but we're having trouble finding other talks that would work with that show, that theme. Another one that I would love to do that, you know, we're still kind of finding the right talks, believe it or not, is just wisdom. And it's not because there aren't lots of talks that deal with this idea of wisdom or seeking or searching wisdom or wise people. We've used a lot of those talks in other episodes and, you know, on topics that are not necessarily related directly to wisdom. But I would love to do a show about wisdom, you know, about sort of you know, any kind of way to get into that theme. So those are two topics that we've got them on. I've got a whiteboard in my office. It's like a crazy man scrawling, you know, with arrows pointing in different directions and names in different places. And so, you know, when I build that, you know, it's a growing and living, breathing thing. So sometimes, you know, I'll wipe a name off if we use it. And oftentimes on a day-to-day basis, I add to it.
Do you kind of have a rule about you won't recycle a TED talk that was used in one topic to use in another program on a different topic?
You know, it's not a hard and fast rule, but we try not to, because there are so many amazing TED talks that we really want to give an opportunity to as many speakers as we can and to listeners to be exposed to as many different ideas as we can expose them to.
Are there some things that make a good TED Radio Hour that are somewhat different from what make a compelling TED Talk or a TED Talk that's worth listening to?
You know, TED Talks obviously have the huge advantage of being visual, right? So they're videoed and people are watching them. And so there are a lot of things that you can point to without describing them. You know, there might be a TED speaker who will say, so for example, humans are like this. And, you know, behind you, they might show a photograph of an ape, you know, doing something silly, right? The challenge that we have is in finding moments in the talks that work on the radio. The advantage we have is that we bring the speaker into the show, right? So it's like me and the speaker are sitting in a screening room. It's almost like we're sitting in the screening room watching their TED Talk, then hitting pause, and then I'll look at the speaker and go, you know, and say, wait, what are you talking about here? What do you mean at this point? And so that's sort of how we kind of present the idea in a completely different way than it was presented on the TED stage, as a complement to how it was presented on the TED stage. And then we are able to sort of take it into a different direction or go down a different rabbit hole.
Is it important then that interview segment that you have with the TED speaker adds something that didn't come across in the TED Talk in order to take it a little further and make it something different for radio?
Yeah, I mean, it happens pretty much every time, which is we do a lot of research on the people we interview, and we look for stories about them or stories that they may have come across in their research that maybe they didn't get time to talk about in the TED Talk or really kind of elaborate on in the TED Talk. And so what we try to do is to really mine those stories, because of course radio is at its core, it's a narrative format, and narrative storytelling works really effectively in getting ideas across. So our challenge and what we try to do every week is to marry the idea of presenting big ideas through a narrative journey.
From your standpoint as a journalist, what was interesting about the TED Radio Hour after you had covered stories overseas for NPR, been a bureau chief in places like London, hosted weekends, all things considered? What drew you then to the TED Radio Hour and being the host and editorial director?
Well, it was really an opportunity that I don't think anybody would have passed up. I was hosting weekend, all things considered. I loved it. We had an incredible team. We tried amazing experimental stuff on that show. But this opportunity sort of came around, and it was a chance to, I mean, imagine if somebody said, here's this blank room, you know, filled with all this really cool stuff, like, you know, googly eyes and glitter and paint and glue sticks and markers and, you know, just, you know, every pipe cleaner, is just everything that you could possibly imagine. Here are the keys to the room. Just do whatever you want. Just like go do whatever you want inside. We'll come back and check on you in a couple months. I mean, that was basically what we got to do with the TED Radio Hour. So some folks from my team on Weekend All Things Considered came with me to TED Radio Hour. We joined up with a small group of amazing producers who I've worked with for most of my career. So there are people on our show who I mentored as interns. There are people on the show who mentored me as an intern, 17 years ago. And we sort of got the keys to this playroom, and that was an opportunity that I don't think any of us would have passed up.
So what are some things that we might be hearing in the coming weeks on the TED Radio Hour?
Well, we're doing a really cool show in a couple of weeks on a forbidden topic on the radio, a topic that the FCC hasn't banned, but they might as well for radio, because as you know, Gordon, we cannot, the third rail of broadcasting is talking about numbers. Can't talk about numbers on the air. Too confusing, right?
You're going to lose the listener if you start talking numbers.
Right?
Yeah.
So we decided to touch the third rail of broadcasting and do a whole show about numbers. And the fascinating thing about numbers is they actually run our lives. So I'm not a numbers person. I was like, I was struggled through calculus. You know, I don't even know how I took it. It was so difficult. Math was so hard for me when I was in high school. I didn't do any math in college. But numbers are fast. I mean, they really run our lives. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, there's an algorithm behind the technology you use, or you know, the way that gas and water are delivered to your home, or the price you pay on Amazon for a product. We don't even realize this. And it's gotten to a point where the numbers, the equations that we plug into computers, they sort of get a life of their own, you know, through the processing power of a computer, that we no longer understand how algorithms solve problems. All we know is that computers can create these very complex algorithms, but we just don't know how they work. And it's pretty incredible. This is a, you know, and it's getting even more and more complex. So the whole show, it's about numbers. There's even a whole section on love that, you know, if you plug in the right equation, you can increase your chances of finding the perfect partner, stuff like that. It's going to be a really, really cool show, and I hope people like it.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing that in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun.
Guy Raz, thank you very much for your time.
Gordon, thank you.
Guy Raz is the host and editorial director of NPR's TED Radio Hour. He joined us from Washington, D.C., and you can hear the TED Radio Hour Saturday mornings at 11 on WMUK. Links to more information about NPR's TED Radio Hour can be found at WMUK.org.